This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
There she was, just walking down the street singing.
Ooh, I did it, did it, done, did it, do.
Snapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing.
Ooh, I did it, did it, done, did it, do.
She looked good,
looked good.
She looked fine,
looked fine.
She looked good, she looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing.
Ooh, I did it, did it, done.
Holding my hand just as natural as can be, singing.
Ooh, I did it, did it, dum, did it, dum.
We
walked on
to my door,
my door.
We walked on to my door, then we kissed a little more. Whoa, I knew we was falling in love.
Manfred Mann. Now that's the kind of song I can wake up to. That'll keep me awake, as a matter of fact. Good morning. Welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am Paul Molloy. And along with my buddy Big Ed Davis, thank you so very much for joining us. It is Wednesday, October the 25th. And we got a lot going on. In a few minutes, we will be talking with Laura Rise of the Heritage Foundation about the latest report showing over 3 million illegal alien encounters at ports of entry in our last fiscal years. 3 million plus, wow. So stay tuned for that. And repeated attacks of American troops in the Middle East prompts the question, what are we going to do about it? We're just going to sit back and take it? Stick our jaw out? Our chin out? We're going to take a look at this dangerous development. Stay tuned for that. And in another example of campus quackery, a New Jersey school district bans Halloween festivities in the interests of diversity and inclusion. So we're going to tell you all about it and why the holiday kibosh. Stay tuned for that. And in our ultimate top 10, the top 10. Oh boy, this is a goodie. The top 10 most rat-infested cities in the U.S. Wow. Do you really want to know? Maybe not. But anyway, that'll be towards the end of this show. By the way, Freedom Works, we are sponsored by Andrews Master Barbershop. Andrews, located in Dunedin in the Overcash Plaza. Guys, for the best haircut, in my opinion, in Tampa Bay, you got to get over to Andrews Master Barbershop. Great haircut, great price. Call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. And Arbor Life Tree Service, if it has anything to do with a tree, cutting it down, propping it up, collecting them, whatever you need to do. Do you want stump grinding? Anything, if it has to do with a tree, it's Arbor Life Tree Service. I've used them. They are terrific. The price is great. Call for your appointment, please. I should say for your estimate, 727-330-1999. So, just so you know, Ed, I am not able to hear myself in my earphones. So I just want you to know maybe there's something going on there we can figure out. But we'll proceed anyway, even though I can't hear myself, which is probably a good thing. U.S. officials have announced that American troops in the Middle East have been attacked 14 times, 14 times in the past week. These are attacks carried out with rockets and drones between October the 17th and the 24th. These occurred. American troops in Iraq were attacked 10 times. In Syria, they were attacked 3 times. So, what are we going to do about it? I heard Anthony Blinken talking. He's sort of shaking his finger, but I don't know that he's really scaring anybody. One defense official explained, it's fair to say when you see this uptick in activity and attacks by many of these groups, there is Iranian fingerprints all over them. Two U.S. defense officials have confirmed that Iran proxy forces fired a rocket at Iraq's, I guess it's pronounced Ayn al-Assad airbase, which houses American troops. So far, no injuries or damages reported from the rocket. So, this is the situation. By the way, little update on the Israeli war. It's in its third week. About 7,000 plus people have been killed total in this conflict. That's both sides. That includes about 1,400 Israeli civilians and 33 Americans. I should say 1,400 Israeli civilians and Israeli soldiers, along with 33 Americans. At least 5,800 Palestinians have been killed, and apparently more than 16,000 wounded. We still have about 10 Americans that are hostages, that we, at least we fear are hostages. Total hostages, 222. So that is a little update on that. In the meantime, I don't know why he did this, but the president of Turkey, Erdogan, has referred to Hamas and their terrorists as a liberation group trying to protect the Palestinians. He addressed his party's legislators today. He said he has canceled plans to visit Israel. I would too, after saying that. I don't think I'd be welcome. Adding that Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu has, quote, misused our goodwill. I don't see much goodwill there, Mr. Turkish President. He described the siege of Gaza by the Israelis as one of the bloodiest, most disgusting, and most savage attacks in history. Why do you think they did that? After all of the baby decapitations and the attack on that festival, that bloodthirsty attack? Is he kidding? I don't know how people can take the other side on this one. It is so one-sided. It is so one-sided. But they do. They certainly do. In the meantime, the head of Lebanon's Hezbollah, that's that group that occupies Jordan to the north of Israel, they have met with leaders of the Palestinian group Hamas and Islamic Jihad to discuss an alliance that will, quote, achieve real victory for the resistance. This is according to Hezbollah. So it doesn't look good. Things are getting so bad over there in the Mideast right now. I don't know the weakness that we show. The weakness that our country shows is a goodly part of it. We have emboldened Iran with our lack of stamping down on the things that they're getting away with. We have emboldened them. I think Biden is going to make some sort of a news conference today, later on today. It'll be interesting to hear what he's got to say about all of this. Anyway, let's do this. We're going to switch gears. Going to take our break. When we come back, Laura Rice of the Heritage Foundation is going to join us. And we're going to talk about the latest report that shows over 3 million illegal alien encounters at our ports of entry in the last fiscal year.
I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773.
Arbor Life Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced, ISA-certified, and veteran-owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arbor Life Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Back on a Wednesday, and we thank you so very much for being with us. Delighted to have back Laura Reese, who is the Director of Border Security and the Immigration Center at the Great Heritage Foundation. We're going to talk with Laura about this latest report. I guess our border people have reported that their agents encountered over 3 million, 3.2 million illegal immigrants at or between our ports of entry in the last fiscal year ending September the 30th. That is the equivalent of almost 9,000 per day. Think about that, 9,000 per day. Laura, welcome back to Freedom Works.
Thanks for having me on.
It's always our pleasure. And what is going on? It seems like it's almost surreal what we are going through with these illegal immigrants and these contacts and these border crossings, and why the Biden administration just allows this to continue to occur without thinking that there will be consequences is beyond me.
Yeah, they're really pushing dumb luck, and their luck's going to run out at some point. And given the attacks in Israel a couple weeks ago, you know, an attack here seems more likely sooner rather than later. Just to run through some of the numbers. So CBP, DHS finally released their September numbers 3 weeks late and on a Saturday. Right. They really didn't want people to notice. And yet, it's another bad record. Over 341,000 illegal aliens encountered by CBP in September, beating August record, for a total for the year, calendar or fiscal year, of over 3.2 million. The prior year under Biden was over 2.7 million, and his first year was over 1.9 million. So his grand total is 7.6 million. And on top of that is, and what's so troublesome, is the known gotaways, and that's over 1.6 million aliens who purposely evaded the Border Patrol because they didn't want to be fingerprinted, and they gave up a free plane ticket anywhere in the U.S. Because they themselves, we have to assume, include terror watch list hits, gang members, human traffickers, drug traffickers, and convicted aggravated felons.
You know, I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish what you're saying.
Well, and then when you, after the Israel attacks and calls by Hamas leaders to do more in the Middle East and in the U.S., we have to go find these people inside the U.S., these terror threats, and detain them.
Yeah.
Preemptively.
You know, I've, in my many years on this earth, I don't think we've ever been in a more dangerous situation than we are right now, with all of these things going on. And it is all compounded by our complete neglect of the southern border in particular. Why? I guess the idea is, among Democrats, that most of these people that are crossing the border are going to turn into Democrats and vote for them. I mean, other than that, what is the reasoning behind allowing the laxity at this border all of these years, particularly since Biden took office?
Yeah, many Democrats view these populations as future Democrat voters. I'm sure some will be used to vote in the 2024 election, even though that's illegal. You're supposed to be a U.S. citizen to vote in a federal election. But, you know, election integrity has never stopped the Democrats before.
No.
In addition to that, it is about power through congressional representation. So the U.S. Census, the Democrats succeeded at keeping off the citizenship question from the U.S. Census during the Trump administration. So as a result, everyone is counted and all of those numbers, so we're talking, you know, below U.S. citizenship, we're talking green card holders, temporary visitors, and illegal aliens, all of those numbers will be counted towards apportionment, which determines how many congressional districts a state gets. Even though most of those, you know, many of those people can't vote, they are still getting representation. So we're going to have states like California have far more congressional districts than they should if just U.S. citizens were counted. And other states not getting their share, their true share of representation.
Fair share, yes, indeed. We're talking with Laura Reese. She is the director of the Border Security and Immigration Center at the Heritage Foundation. Laura, you must be very depressed with all of this going on like it has been. You know, the number one job of the president of the United States is the security of our country. That's the number one response. He's the commander-in-chief. And his job, more than anything else, is to protect our country. And I cannot think of a more lax, more negligent thing to do than to allow what is going on in our southern border. Now, a lot of people say, well, Biden wanted to not be Trump. And Trump was a big, he was big on keeping our border secure. In fact, he helped, one of the reasons he was elected was that he said he was going to close the southern border. So Biden comes in, and the Democrats, they do the exact opposite. It's like whatever Trump wanted to do down there, they were not going to do. But you would think that the normal, rational Democrat would say, you know what, I don't think that's a very good idea. And there would be pressure from Democrats to close the border. What say you on that?
Well, I think behind closed doors, many Democrats will say, and do say, Biden is really done a poor job when it comes to the border. They don't have the courage to say that in public. And there is a wide chasm between how Trump addressed the border and what Biden has been doing. I mean, Biden could have reverted to, you know, prior Democrat administrations and their lukewarm immigration enforcement, but Biden has gone far afield, far more radical than that, and you know, we have the numbers to show it. And so unfortunately the left has just bought into a very radical globalist point of view, and it is so bad you have to ask, if someone wanted to destroy this country, I don't know that they could have done a better job.
Exactly.
On multiple issues, but the border is at the top of the list.
You're absolutely right. And you mentioned, I think, in this report, nearly 170 suspected terrorists have tried to get into our country this year alone.
That's just who was caught by the Border Patrol between the ports. We've got another over 500 terror watch list tips at the ports last fiscal year. And again, we've got that 1.6 million known gotaways. People who weren't.
Jeez.
Yeah.
So now when some of them are shipped up north or go up north to these so-called sanctuary cities, all of a sudden then there's a hue and cry from Democrats. Pressure is put on Biden, and now he says he's going to throw some money towards securing the border down there. I don't know how much of the money is really going to go towards doing anything with securing it, but it seems like they are getting a little bit of the message. In the meantime, like you say, with the Israeli war going on, you know, it makes things even more dangerous. It just seems that we are, maybe this administration or we as a country are completely losing control, losing our grip on what's going on.
Well, I would caution against the sanctuary mayors. All they're crying for is federal money. Not one of them has reversed their sanctuary policies. So they are still ideologically bought into an open border and, in fact, want work permits given faster, which will only pull even more future illegal aliens towards the U.S. And second, among his multi-billion dollar obscene supplemental requests, you know, money for Israel, money for Ukraine, so-called border security that the White House is asking for, that's a trap. $1 more given to the Biden administration only accelerates their processing in of more illegal aliens into the U.S. And so that's a trap, and Republicans in Congress need not fall for it. Instead, we need policy changes like the Secure the Border Act that the House passed in May to actually stop the flow.
And of course, we have no Speaker of the House, so nothing is getting done in the House, which in some ways might be a good thing because we're not spending any money that we don't have anyway. But, of course, Biden wants to spend more money. You know, he's got more money devoted towards Ukraine, more money devoted towards Israel, and supposedly more money devoted towards some of these other projects, which is not getting done right now. I don't know if it's a good thing or not, but it just seems like, you know, the normal rational, I'll go back to this idea, the normal rational Democrat, say blue-collar Democrat, particularly, not maybe far-left Democrat, would look at all of this stuff that's going on and say, wow, I don't think I want to stay being a Democrat very much longer.
Yeah, I mean, a few people will become independents or maybe even become Republicans, but in general, the Democrats stick together. And like I said, even if they have opinions that they express behind closed doors or doubts about what's happening, they don't say it out in public and they don't vote against their party. And so that's unfortunately, we don't hear from many, you know, sane blue-collar Democrats anymore in Congress.
Indeed. Exactly right. I want to thank you, Laura, for coming on. It's a real pleasure talking with you. I wish things were better. I know that people like you are going to keep up the good work, keep up the good fight, and, of course, look forward to talking with you again down the road.
Well, thank you very much for having me on.
Our pleasure. Laura Reese, all right. We're going to take our break. And when we come back, another example of campus quackery, a New Jersey school district is going to ban Halloween festivities. We're going to tell you its reasons for the holiday kibosh.
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school, it's a wonder I can think at all. And my lack of education.
This is the TAM Talk Radio Network.
Our Freedom Works radio show has been proud these many years to be sponsored by what I think is the best men's barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. You'll get exactly the cut you desire and get it at the best price in Pinellas County. The staff is expert in quality haircuts, and the shop is always clean, sparkling, and attractive. And Andrew's Master Barbershop is easy to get to, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays, so men, call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
Arborlife Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control, to grinding and removal. You get an experienced, ISA certified, and veteran owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arbor Life Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back on Freedom Works. I noticed that Biden is welcoming the Australian Prime Minister to the White House. That a boy, Joe, you just know where our priorities are, buddy. That's what we want to know about. We want to know about what the Australian Prime Minister is doing in the middle of what's going on with all of our troops being attacked by Iranians, the Israeli war, and the complete porous border. You know, so now I feel better.
When Biden gets to the podium, it's no longer about getting to the podium and speaking at the podium. It's what he does afterwards. It's you have bets. Is he gonna flank to the left, to the right?
Maybe
that one woman that one day chased him down because he went the wrong way.
Yeah.
So
he may just exit the podium while the Australian Prime Minister is in the middle of his speech.
And I wanted to tell Laura that we had on from the Heritage. I saw something last night that a man, I guess he's a preacher or whatever, but he feeds the homeless in Houston, which has a very large immigration problem too. And he's feeding them there, and he gets ticketed almost every night by the police for feeding the homeless. Yet two blocks over, there are loads of immigrants that get free housing, free food, free clothing.
Yeah, talk about losing our sense of
stupid.
Our priorities are completely upside down.
If I were a homeless person, I'd just learn Spanish and get in line.
Yeah.
You know?
Crazy. So, maybe some good news on the speakership situation. Boy. I've heard about this. Now, I don't know, but House Republicans are coalescing around a new speaker nominee. His name is Mike Johnson. He's from Louisiana. He is the conference vice chairman, and he is now the speaker designate. They are going to vote on this on the floor, apparently, early this afternoon. And they're all excited, as in, we think this is the guy. Now, he is a Trump devotee. Trump is approved of him. But apparently, they think they may have the 217 votes that they need. House lawmakers insisting they're finally on the same page, ready to unite under Johnson's leadership. Let's see. Here's Michael Cloud of Texas. He says he was one of the original 20 to oppose McCarthy. And he seems to think that this guy, Johnson, is a good man and capable. Johnson also scored the support of Steve Scalise. Remember Steve Scalise? He's a fellow Louisianan, by the way, and was considered for a while to be the next Speaker of the House, but he didn't get enough votes. So Scalise said, Mike Johnson's hardworking and principled, great man, will make a great speaker. Look forward to continuing to work with my good friend to get this country back on track. So there you go. And good news, we've got the master barber with us, Andrew Ceresi. Andrew, do you think maybe we're finally going to get a Speaker of the House today?
Well, who knows? I give up on this. I feel, like I say, I feel the Republicans have been infiltrated. This is nothing but a Mickey Mouse game going on while the country's falling apart and we're at war.
Yeah. Yeah, things are really bad right now. But the good news is that Biden is welcoming the Australian Prime Minister, so we should all take comfort in that.
Isn't he wonderful? And Newsom's, and Newsom's in welcoming Mr. Xi from China.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, this is crazy.
Does that tell you anything?
It does. I want to read a story about what Governor DeSantis is doing. He's cracking down, apparently, on some pro-Hamas sentiment on college campuses.
He is working with a chancellor of the Florida University system to crack down on pro-Hamas sentiment. Let's see here. The chancellor of the state university system in Florida recently contacted Florida State University's condemning the terrorist attacks, and the letter added that it would be a felony under Florida law to knowingly provide material support to a designated foreign terrorist organization. So this is sort of at the behest of Ron DeSantis.
You know, Paul, it'd be a good thought, but the fact of the matter is it's against free speech.
Yeah.
Okay, but
to a certain extent.
The other fact of the matter is these college kids are stupid.
No, I agree with. Yeah, no, I agree with you on both cases. Yeah.
We shouldn't have a law to have them keep their mouths shut, but we should have a law for them teaching them this stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, because it's starting in the schools, let's be real. These kids are brainwashed just like the Palestinian kids are brainwashed to hate Jews, and they're being brainwashed in the schools here. You know, it's amazing me, but Adolf Hitler right now must be dancing in his grave.
Yeah.
I mean, what he caused and what's going on again, this is worse than the Holocaust, Paul.
In many
ways. He got the whole world against him.
Yeah, this is the enigma of the Jewish people down through the ages, is they've always been, for whatever reason, disliked by a large segment of the population of the world. Now, in many ways and in many cases, perhaps, there have been things that have gone on that have fostered this feeling, but in this day and age, no matter what has gone on way, way back, we got to live with each other on the planet. We got to figure out a way that we have to live with each other. And just because one group of people celebrates the belief in a deity different than another group of people, you can't go around trying to eliminate them from the planet.
You know, Paul, If I was running for the presidency today, this might be a strange thing, but you know, this country's almost at war, and our volunteer army is down, I believe, 28% for enlistees. Terrible thing. Which means if we're going to war, they're going to have to bring back the draft. Now, you know that 90% of the gays and the wokies, they vote Republican or Democrat, right?
90%? I don't know about that, but go ahead.
Okay, well, I guess say even 50%, okay, which I know it's got to be higher than
that. All right, fair enough.
But anyway, when we were young, if you were gay, you got out of the service, okay? You didn't have to go.
Yeah, you know, I know during the Vietnam War, in fact, I was standing in line, I remember, at a recruiting office, and the guy in front of me claimed he was gay. And they took him out of the line, but he had to therefore go through a series of tests to find out who he really was, or he was just trying to get out of the war.
What is the test? What is the test?
That's true. I can think of a few things, but I won't talk about
kiss
it
on the
air.
Kiss the guy to your right.
Now, this is no laughing matter, guys.
Yeah, but wait a second. We're having a laugh.
If they bring back the draft, right, the gays are going to have to go in and go to the front lines, because now it's all equal. So they better start thinking about voting Republican against these wars. You know what I'm saying? The laws have changed.
No, I know you're right about that. First of all, just getting people to be drafted right now. The mood of this country, the personal dislike of our country by the people within the country is the highest, I'm sure, that it has ever been in our lifetime. We have so little disregard for our country. I would be very surprised that we could get enough people to join the army to fight on our behalf.
And what about the quality of the people that would join? Look at the kids that are protesting, and these are the same ones that just protest to protest and to get out of class. Whatever. But can you imagine them joining the Army or the Navy? They wouldn't make it through basic training, for crying out loud, because they were like, I'm not doing that.
You remember the movie The Dirty Dozen, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we sent them to the front lines.
Yes, we did. But those guys were willing to fight.
Yeah, because otherwise they were going to spend their life in jail till they hit a death sentence.
That's correct.
Anyway.
But, you know, it's a mess.
Anyway, you know.
It's an absolute mess right now.
Yeah, it's amazing. They were having the college walkout today at 9 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Uh-huh. You know what it is? It boils down to these parents.
Here's
the parents got to be the same way.
All right. Now, you just touched on the thing that is going to, if our country is going to be able to, whatever the word is, reset, reorganize, get back to what it should be, it's going to have to start with a generic family. That's where it's going to have. That is where this whole thing has got to start again. You got to have a mother and a father, and the kids are going to learn personal responsibility because they got parents teaching that and making it happen.
Or a paying their own way.
You got to have the responsible parents teaching them, because look at all the people that are out there that aren't responsible today.
Well, that's true. That's what
problems.
I'm talking. But the
we
very
got
fact. The very fact that they would be together and raise their children shows a sense of responsibility. That's why I say the generic family.
All right, well, you got a better shot at them coming good with both parents there, as long as the parents are normal.
That's what I'm saying.
You get these whack job parents, and what do you got there?
I know.
Well,
we got to start there.
These kids that are walking out on class in college, I can guarantee you almost, they're not scholarship kids. They're either got their way paid for some reason, whatever, and they're just entitled, you know?
Right.
And because if it were my kid, and he says, yeah, I'm going to walk out because I'm going like, yeah, then you pay your own way. How's that?
Yeah.
Let's see how much you really care about that situation.
We got to imbibe our personal responsibility. This is the thing.
It's not millions, okay? It's a group. It's a group. That's it.
Yeah.
Each college is a group of idiots. Every college has a group of idiots.
Yeah.
They're all over the place. They're multiplying.
It's, again, it's a mess. We're not teaching the kids. Our schools aren't doing the job of teaching. I mean, the basic things that made this country great are no longer happening. A closed border, teachers that are actually teaching a kid how to read, write, and do arithmetic, right? All of that stuff. The basics. Teach the basics so that these kids can grow up with a sense of a responsibility and a positive outlook on life. We don't have that anymore.
You know, my daughter says I'm a negative person. But when you hear you two guys talking today, I sound like Mary Poppins.
Yes, it is. But I know you feel the same way.
Oh, there's no question about it.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm disgusted with all of them. And you know what? These politicians we got, they're what's ruining the country, because they are nothing but college-educated people that never done anything in their life, and here they are trying to run a country because they want that political job to get wealthy. We needed people. Remember when we were growing up, the president had military background, you had Eisenhower, you had Kennedy.
That's right.
Okay, the only one candidate I believe we got right now with that kind of background is Ron DeSantis.
It's Ron DeSantis. I think you're probably right. Yeah.
And I think we need to get back to that, because these college morons are destroying this country. They got no clue of what's going on.
No, I agree with you. Absolutely right.
They are running it into the ground. And I think we need to get rid of it. I think the prerequisite to run for politics is you can't have a college degree now, but you need 20 years of some kind of work experience to improve your record of success.
I am thinking that if enough people feel like we do, the three of us here, that when November of next year comes around, we're going to throw out all of these people that are running things, particularly in the White House, and we're going to get back to somebody that's got the same kind of sensibility that we seem to have.
You know, Paul, what's sad is now we know what it is to feel like a minority, because the way we think we're a minority today.
That's a scary thought.
It's a
very scary thought.
Like I say, we are on the verge of war, brother. If you don't think so, there's something wrong. If you don't think the Chinese have got battleships in the Mediterranean, you're wrong. This country, everything is surrounded right now. We got the moron in office.
Do you know why, at this point, this country is not that much worried about what's going on in the Middle East?
Because we don't see it.
No, they see it. But the gas prices have not hit $5 a gallon. When it hits $5 a gallon, then we're going to be very upset what's going on in the Middle East. That's when it'll hit. That's when it'll hit. And these people that are protesting for poor Palestine and Hamas, I understand Israel, the Defense Department, has released footage of actually what happened on those first attacks about the babies' heads being cut off and stuff, and showed the media and said, here it is. Here's the proof, what's going on. Now, you take some of those yahoos at college that just have an opinion to have an opinion, you show them that video, and then see how they
feel.
You would think.
Some of them won't, but I agree with you.
To see a reporter cry when he's trying to recall what he saw.
Sure. Yeah. No, you're right. These people are living in la-la land that are running around, most of them, you know, cheering Hamas.
Listen, if Israel was running through towns cutting off babies' heads, I could not back Israel.
Of course not.
When you got a generation of people that thinks it's okay for a three-year-old to transition from a boy to a girl, how can you even think you could talk sense to these people?
Yeah. It's a bizarre old world.
Well,
we got to get our heads screwed back on straight.
We've always dealt with some form of this on some level. It's just today, with social media and the media itself amplifying, like the show on TV of a walkout, they're showing the same 25 people standing in the same spot, and it looks like there's 5,000 people standing there. And then you've got social media, and then emails of saying, giving you your opinion, and you taking in and stuff like that. You know, it's always been around.
We have a warped sense because it's the inmates running the asylum, kind of. You know, the smaller percentages that are the vocal loudmouths that are running around, and the media is embellishing it.
When somebody tries to defend a guy like attacks a guy like Donald Trump, and you say, "Well, why is it you hate him?" And they're like, "Come on, don't you watch the news?"
Yeah, exactly.
That's not.
They
an
don't
answer.
Know why. They,
shame those two went the ways that they went, because they could have destroyed everything that's going on today if you would have had Trump and Ron together.
Yeah, that would be interesting. All right, well, as always, thanks very much, Andrew. I wish we could be more positive. Maybe things will somehow get a little better. We got to pray about it, that's for sure.
It's not hard to get you guys going, I can tell you that.
Not these days.
Hey, take care.
We had a nice, glorious Monday, by the way, because your brother was on and everything was flowers and poppycocks and all that stuff.
Yeah,
the earth wasn't caving in, and you know.
Oh boy.
Angelo's Chicken Little. Are you kidding me?
All right, my friend. Thanks so much, Andrew.
You guys take care.
All right, buddy. All right, there we go. Let's take our break. I promise you, we are going to talk about this New Jersey school district banning Halloween festivities for the kids. We'll tell you all about it.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Arbor Life Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced ISA certified and veteran owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arbor Life Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
Our Freedom Works radio show has been proud these many years to be sponsored by what I think is the best men's barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. You'll get exactly the cut you desire and get it at the best price in Pinellas County. The staff is expert in quality haircuts, and the shop is always clean, sparkling, and attractive. And Andrew's Master Barbershop is easy to get to, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays, so men, call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back on a Wednesday. Thank you so very much for being with us. By the way, Freedom Works comes to you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time, on the Tantalk Radio Network, 106.1 FM and 1340 AM, and we're delighted you're listening. However, if you're not able to listen live, and we understand you can be busy from 10 to 11 a.m., Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, Big Ed puts all our shows on podcast. So you can go to our website, click on the podcast button, and you can listen to any of our shows anytime you would like. Just go to OurFreedomWorks.com, O-U-R, OurFreedomWorks.com. Click on the podcast button at the top. Ed's got the most recent show at the very front, and you will see who the guest was and the topic with the guest and our top 10, OurFreedomWorks.com. So, a New Jersey school district is canceling school-wide Halloween celebrations, citing that diversity, equity, and inclusion values and the purported potential for the festival to be offensive to people from various cultural and religious backgrounds. Now, this is crazy. Dr. Ronald Taylor, the superintendent of the South Orange and Maplewood school districts, sent a letter to all the families explaining why any Halloween celebration will have to be held after school hours. He said, as you know, we're committed to promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion meaningfully, not just saying the words, but also promoting an inclusive school. Well, what is it about a Halloween festival that is not going to be that way?
You know, this guy that brought this down, I wonder if this guy's got any kids or grandkids.
Yeah.
And see if they're celebrating.
He probably turns off his lights on Halloween night and make sure nobody shows up because he's not going to give them any candy.
I'll bet you anything. If he's got grandkids, they're celebrating Halloween.
I would think so.
You know, I mean, we all did it. You know, we got one day, you know, maybe not senior high, but maybe junior high and elementary and middle school. You got that one day where you could dress up for Halloween. And,
yeah.
You know, you get a pointed hat, you're a witch. I mean, if you can't afford that, you know, because that's what they're afraid of, that some kids will be able to afford a really nice costume, and the poor kids can, you know what, you get a sheet, you cut a couple of holes, and
yeah,
you got a ghost.
I tell you what, it never had, get a little bit of black paint, and, you know, do something around your eyes or do, you know, whatever you want to do.
But we would have fun with it. Football players would dress up as cheerleaders, and cheerleaders would dress up as football players.
I bet some of those football players look really good as cheerleaders.
Some of them stayed that way, too, you know?
I know.
Well, that's how they got their running in that.
But, I guess you're right about that.
But I mean, to tell a poor kid, you know, listen, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not going to understand why.
It's crazy.
I mean, listen, Johnny, we're going to sit you down here. We're going to tell you, you can't dress up because we want to be diverse on this whole thing.
I wonder what the kids at the school, I don't see what the kids have to say about it. Of course, they don't.
I saw the report on it, and the kids are just like, I don't understand it.
Yeah,
I just want to wear a costume, you know?
Now, on the district's website, a release stated that principals were surveyed on whether the school-sponsored Halloween celebration should continue or be replaced with a festival that is focused on autumn. Oh, that's exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that I can get up
what
for.
What are we going to do?
I'm going to dress up as a leaf.
Yeah, I was going to say we could swap dead leaves and trim and branches and stuff.
There you go.
That's a joyous time.
They stated the principals, plural, overwhelming response favored canceling Halloween in school. Here's what the governor of New Jersey, Democrat Phil Murphy, said about it. Seriously, he said, we can't let kids celebrate Halloween. Give me a break.
Yeah,
good for him.
And like I said, I would find out if this guy has got kids or grandkids and find out if they're celebrating. Because you know, during COVID, the whole thing, no parties and no hanging out, and all our officials were hanging out with men, no masks,
yeah,
and
exactly.
Stuff like that.
So. Exactly. So, Ed, before we go to our top 10, we have a good top 10. I see that we have our World Series contenders. Did you see that?
The Houston Cheaters got in, didn't they?
No, they didn't. They lost.
The Cheaters didn't get in?
The Cheaters are not in. It's Texas.
Oh, last I saw the Cheaters were getting
the Cheaters got blown out by the Texas Rangers.
Couldn't happen to a nicer team.
In a game seven. Man. And guess what? Arizona beat Philadelphia in their game seven last night.
And you know who's in that in the Arizona squad?
Yeah, Evan Longoria is playing third base.
So, you know what? I'll root for him.
You're going to root for Evan. I understand it. So it'll be Arizona versus Texas, and that'll start on Friday. In the meantime, the Lightning played hockey last night. I don't know what the final was.
The last I saw was 2-0 Lightning.
Okay, and they were playing Carolina.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. All right, it's time for our top 10. This is the one everybody has been waiting for, Ed, with bated breath. The top 10 most rat-infested cities in America. Now, this is done by Orkin, so Orkin probably knows.
And I bet you there's nothing in there about the Far East. There ain't no countries in the Far East.
No.
You know why?
It's not. Why? All the rats are over here?
No. They eat them.
Oh. Well, okay. Some of them do. You're right. Anyway, cities on the rattiest lists, the rattiest cities list, are based on the number of new rodent services showcasing the demand, and also indicates the efforts that residents and businesses of the top cities have taken to treat rodent issues. Orkin ranked metro regions by the number of new rodent treatments performed between September 2022 and August 31st, 2023. So that's how they came up with this, all right? So here you go. Number 10. Number 10 is Cleveland/Akron. A lot of rats and mice running around Cleveland and Akron. All right, number 9, Detroit. By the way, all of these tend to be the big, big cities, not surprisingly, right? But Detroit was ranked number 9. Number 8, Denver, the Mile High City. I guess rats and mice can live up that high in the atmosphere, indeed. Number 7, Baltimore. It's not far from our government, and lots of rats and mice running around there. Number 6, Philadelphia. I'm not surprised about that one. Number 5, we go out west, San Francisco. I think most recently it's gotten a lot more rats.
There's a lot of things running around in San Francisco.
Yeah, that's true.
These days.
Yeah, you're right. All right, back east for number 4. Number 4 is Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. Now, you would think if there would be any place that you would want to get rid of those rodents, really, the government, just because of the PR involved, would want their, Washington, D.C. to be empty.
There's a lot of them at 1600 Pennsylvania Drive.
Apparently so. I wonder how many rats and mice really do scurry about in the White House. Number 3, New York. And I think you were thinking that might be number 1, Ed.
Yeah, I did.
The Big Apple is number 3. All right, number 2, Los Angeles. Mm. Okay. Yeah. Have you been listening to all these cities, by the way? Okay, Ed.
Well, I'm out because, I'll get one. You know how you get rid of rats?
How?
Hire more cats.
Yeah. Well, and there should be a lot of...
Hire more cats.
There's a lot of cats running around.
And don't feed them. Don't feed the cats, that's all.
Okay. So let me tell you, Ed... I want you to guess what's number 1, and let me tell you that for the 9th year in a row, it's number 1.
It's got to be Jersey.
It's got to be a city now.
New Jersey?
That's a state.
I know. I don't know. I was going to say Elizabeth, New Jersey. That's a
Believe you wouldn't think of this city.
No.
It's one of the biggies.
Chicago?
Bingo. Uh-huh. Chicago. For the 9th year in a row, my dear, beloved hometown of Chicago is number 1 with the most rat infestations. Mm. Oh, my goodness. All right. Thank you so very much for listening to us. Drive safely out there. Watch out for the mice. We'll be back on Friday. Remember, freedom works.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kaifin. The UN warns fuel